today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun alaikum, dear friend. Inshallah, you are doing well. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to listen to us. First, we'll look at the calendar. Then we're going to speak about promoting humanity. So please be with us.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please, you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so. I love you so.
Today, 10th of Jamadil Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter 10 from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it, then we'll learn about the points of it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
والتين والزيتون.
By the fig and the olive.
وطور سينين.
And by Mount Sinai.
وهذا البلد الأمين.
And by this secure city, Mecca.
لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم.
We have certainly created man in the best of stature.
ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين.
Then we return him to the lowest of the low.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون.
Except for those who believe and do righteous deeds, for they will have a reward uninterrupted.
فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ.
So what yet causes you to deny the recompense?
أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ.
Is not Allah the most just of judges?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The term taqwim in Arabic means to form something into an appropriate shape in a moderate regulation. The broadness of the meaning refers to the fact that Allah has created man proportionately in all respects, both from the bodily point of view and from the spiritual and rational point of view, because He, Allah, has settled all faculties in Him and prepared Him, human being, appropriately to cover a great path towards development. Although man is microcosm in Him and has promoted him to such a high position.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that I'm
amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong and the world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
As I told you, we're going to speak about promoting humanity. The Quran teaches Muslims that human being was created not only a material being, as God says in the Holy Quran, chapter 15, verse 29, when I have fashioned him in due proportion and breathed into him of my spirit, fall ye down in obeisance unto him. Surah 14, verse 29. Islam not only asserts the existence of the soul, but it emphasizes its superiority over the body. It is the soul that gives life to the body. Without the soul, the body is just a corpse. It is through the purification and perfection of oneself that one can reach salvation in the next life. At the end of the time, all human beings will be resurrected for the day of judgment, where every single person from the very beginning of creation will be brought to account for all their deeds during their worldly life. The Quran stresses on the primacy of the life hereafter or akhirah, as the earthly life is only temporary and the hereafter is the eternal abode.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How can we be a better human? What does Islam or other religions say about achieving success to be a better person, a better personality, or to be a human? However, Islam, being the final religion, is now the most perfect religion whose teachings are inclusive and in harmony with sound reason. In any case, the secrets to great men's success, to be a better human, to be a better person, are something about which there is no dispute or discrepancy between Islam and other divine religions. So, if you are looking for some success factors in being a better person, to present a better personality, we need to look at some of the factors and ways that are presented by Islam and Islamic teachings. Success of human beings. Human beings' success constitutes a complex array of interrelated elements and factors. The first factor that we need to refer to make us think and ponder, to be a better person, to be a better human, is purposefulness. What leads a person to success and higher positions, as well as enables him to attain promotion in life, is a valuable and lofty goal. However, man should take into consideration all his faculties, capacity, and potentials when choosing a goal. He should avoid adopting something as a goal which is irrational and unattainable, because the result would be nothing but frustration and failure. Imam Ali alayhi salam refers to this point as such: whoever craves for something which is beyond his capacity and limit, he is entitled to deprivation and failure. Success is always sought with a purpose. It begins with a purpose. That is because man is wise and sensible, and his undertakings should also be wise. He must enjoy life and take action towards realizing his goal, so that he may keep wandering. Whoever uses his capacity and power to achieve an important goal, he will definitely succeed.
Special topics for a special program.
You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
This is today's special. About the social welfare in Islam, we have that in Islamic tradition, the idea of social welfare has been presented as one of its principal values. And the practice of social service at its various forms has been instructed and encouraged. A Muslim's religious life remains incomplete if not attended by service to humanity. Similarly, duties to parents, neighbors, relatives, sick people, the old and minority group have been defined in Islam. In a long hadith recorded in Hadith Qudsi, sacred hadith, it is said that Allah on the Day of Judgment will be displeased with those who do not care for the sick people and who do not give food to those who ask. Allah will interrogate them and demand explanation from them. This hadith is seen as a reminder of human beings' obligation to respond to the needs of others, the individual, the family, the state, and the non-governmental organizations and the government all are responsible for the performance of social responsibilities and for the promotion of social welfare. The Quran tells that the believers have been sent for the betterment of mankind, that they will promote what is good and prevent what is wrong. Chapter 3 of the Holy Quran, verse 110, this content is mentioned. About your end goal is one tip for becoming more human. Speaking of people, think about what the end goal of your organization is. Is it to reduce crime? Is it to get more people to start small businesses? Is it to get more people to get tested for diabetes? Your organization, no doubt, has some fantastic goals, and I bet all of them in some way are about making people's lives better. If you can tie your communication back to these goals, it's a win-win. The organization meets its mission, critical goals, and people take the actions you need them to take.
I would like to talk about the worth of a human being from the Islamic point of view. And as a preamble to that, let me talk about, you know, the position of human being in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a human being as a social being, and they actually need one another. Let me use an example which I use actually in a very different context, but here also. You think of the breakfast that you had this morning. Majority would have bread, isn't it? Or paratha or something like that. Okay, but take the example of, you know, a loaf of bread. When you look at that bread, you know, if you start questioning, you know, where did this bread come from? The first answer would be that, you know, I bought it from the grocery store. The second question would be that where did the grocery store get that bread from? And they will say they bought it from the bakery if they don't have their own bakery. Where did the bakery get the bread for? Well, they put the flour, the salt, and water, mixed it up, and this is how they, you know, bake the bread. And the question will come up then, where did the bakery get the flour from? Well, they'll say, well, they got the flour from the flour mill. The question would be that where did the flour mill get the flour from? Well, they have to buy wheat from the farmers, and that is how they will, you know, change it into flour. The question would be, where did the farmer get the wheat from? Well, he does the farming. He puts in the seed in the ground, waters the field, and this is where we see that the seed is there, the earth is there, the water is there, and the sun is there. Sun rays is also a very important element. And this is where, you know, just looking at that simple loaf of bread on your breakfast table, if you really start asking questions, you will eventually be led to your provider, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this example, my point here about interdependency, the question is, to get that one single loaf of bread, how many hands, you know, were involved in there? And this is where you come to realize the social, you know, dimension of a human being.
That was all for today's special, and of course, to promote humanity. Inshallah, we continue this topic. So follow us on parstoday.ir/en. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, cause I'm a believer.